Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to See You Next Tuesday. We have some shit to talk, some gossip to discuss, and I wrote down things I need us to talk about.
Okay. I have one, too. It's just one thing.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
No, go ahead.
No, what's your thing?
Have you seen how these people, these caregivers for foxes, are wearing fox masks?
The animals.
Yeah.
Like not they take not care people of, who they have rescue, fallen victim to Fox no. News.
Okay. They rescue Fox, and they put on little fox furry costumes. So then the baby fox doesn't imprint on them as a human, and it will imprint on an actual fox later. One moment.
So Stephanie Meyer is a lot of things. And yeah. First and foremost, she's a Mormon. Like, uh-huh. We all need to know that first and foremost, that bitch is a Mormon. And in true Mormon fashion, she's a cultural appropriator as well. But it does shock me when sometimes she gets things right, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have not ended up on this rabbit hole of foxes and their caregivers.
I've been waiting to talk to you about this. Now I can't find it, but I know I sent it to my sister. So give me a moment.
I love that your For You page is nasal polyps.
It's not
polyps.
Even for you. This was on Instagram.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is... Instagram will serve you things that you go, how did I get here?
Well, I follow...
I now, follow Fox caregivers.
Now news, and they reported on it. Maybe I sent it to them on Instagram, and that's why I cannot find it right now. But this is going to make you feel weird. And I just can't wait for you to see this. Oh, yeah, there it is. Now this news. You're not ready, Megan. Like, you're legit not ready for this. I've sent it to you on Instagram.
Let the record state that, like, I'm not even cool with people dressing up like Mickey. I'm not even cool with Mickey at Disneyland. Like, the only reason why I can handle Monkey Man is because Dev Patel is super hot. And I'll just close my eyes and leave the mask on. Nope. Nope. I opened it, slid it away so quickly, and unfortunately that will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Yes, it will haunt me too. And now I believe that it's important that everyone else should be haunted as well. So click the link that's in the description.
There are so many things that I want to say, and I've, like, I literally debated, like, doing this as, like, a topic for am I wrong? Because I have, like, a very, I think, unpopular belief system that involves not animals necessarily, but it involves people who, like, what people do for animals that they would never do for a human.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an example of that. And I'm actually never going to be the same. That's my new demon. That's my new sleep paralysis. That's my new waking hours demon.
Because
sleep paralysis, regardless.
It is clearly a furry costume, but they made it too well. They made it too well. It looks like a matted fox. It's been, because that's how fox look in the wild. Like, they're a little matted. And it just looks, it looks like that, what's that, that,
it looks like Fantastic Mr. Fox, like, got in a bar fight.
Yeah, I was gonna say him or, that
who's
other
that, like,
fox.
Grungy fucking fox?
I was thinking, that one that's a meme?
Yeah, the one that's, like, fucked up, like, the one who's been through some shit, that's what that looks like.
That movie that's about, like, racism, but they don't say, Zootopia.
No, and that's what that meme looks like, is the Zootopia fox who's been through some shit. By the way, Zootopia is a great fucking movie.
That's fine.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters. I talked when I used to do Big Brothers, Big Sister, whatever it was called. I took my little sister to see it in the theaters.
I saw it at the Disney lot, and I was like, I had no expectations. And I was like, I kind of love this.
Yeah,
I love the setting. I love the I love that. That's my favorite thing about animated movies. You get lost in, like, the setting of it, like, where they place it. I'm like, ooh, fantastical.
I just found her to be annoying.
Hair,
which was the character. So yeah. that's why I knock it a little bit. But
I do that all the
time.
They
did their job.
Yeah, we're like, I really hate this. So I actually can't do it anymore. So therefore, good job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to be the same. I actually would encourage everybody to not look it up.
Nope, you have to. It's not even looking it up. There's a link right in the description. Just,
oh my God,
look at it.
She's committing acts of violence against us. Here's my question.
It's also going to be a sneak attack. It's going to be posted, you know, sometime this week in the Instagram stories. As you're posting the votes, I'm just going to sneak in there.
Cool. Remind me never to fucking look at it. Here's my question, though. How does this prevent it, like, the fox from imprinting? It's like, it'll imprint on another fox, or is it just imprinting on this human in a fox suit?
Look, I didn't
actually... Because that fox doesn't look enough like another fox in the wild that they're going to forget, like... They're gonna be like, whoa, why is the other fox not 5'7"? Like,
I didn't listen or read anything about this because
it
was too much. It was too much. I had to get out of there so quickly. But I just got that it was imprinting. And that's all I have to say.
Stephanie Meyer somewhere has got her pen in hand, and we should be afraid. We should be fucking afraid of what else is going to come out of her brain. Wow. Actually, no. And unfortunately, she would have to have a dream about it, and then she could write it. You know, that's Edward Cain to her in a dream.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
And I'm still obsessed with that Robert Pattinson interview where he's, like, talking to the interviewer, essentially, like, help me. This one is fucking, like, he came from a dream, and she, like, wanted to fuck him. It's like, now I have to play him in a movie. And I was like, if I was in an interview, I'd be like, do you need help? He was very much giving that energy. Speaking of, apparently I have made my like fucking love of Kristen Stewart so well known that not only have people been tagging me in like all of her new photo shoots, that Matt is sending me like videos and like, do you see her new photo? Like he will bring it up. And I'm like, thank you for knowing this love of her. And then it inspired me to then go on my Letterboxd account. And I was like, you and I have not rated. I have not rated my favorite Kristen Stewart movie, which is Speak. And I was reading the reviews.
You were going to say,
Charlie's well, of course, Angels. I put Charlie's Angels, and then I related to the Letterboxd meme where it was like them being like me rating a movie that is 2 stars, 5 stars because it's a cinematic masterpiece. I was like me rating the Charlie's Angels remake, mm-hmm. and I was reading the reviews and I was like, this is really fucked up. Like, I think these people are all like so mean, and I'm trying not to take it personally, but like it's very hard for me. Then I rated Speak, and then I read those reviews, and I was like, oh, here are my people, and. I'm just like, it's my new obsession. I love Letterboxd. Like, I love reading their reviews because it's like how I review movies and how other, like, we're on the same wavelength. And I think we need to get rid of everything else. I don't know that I wrote anything for Speak. Let me see what my recent reviews are. One of my most recent reviews is The Polar Express. I gave it 5 stars and I said, would you believe me if I said this is my favorite movie?
I've never seen it.
Oh my God. First of all, I am the only person who loves that movie. It's
people, scary. Yeah, it's people, terrifying.
I don't get that at all. It gives me like such comfort. Like I fucking love it. I think it's also because like I like the book was my favorite book growing up and like I love it. I also rated Sorry to Bother You recently and my review is Coraline for adults.
Fair.
Exactly. Pan's Labyrinth. I confused this movie with Bridge of Terabithia. I was not prepared, which is a true story, unfortunately.
I didn't think you were lying.
Yeah. The Notebook, bring back Nicholas Sparks movies with fucking. The Shape of Water. Is this sexier than Shark Tale? Lady Bird. I too hate Sacramento. La La Land. I can't believe Ryan Gosling invented jazz in North Hollywood. and then my Captain Marvel one is just like, of course, what would it be? I'm ready to rescind this and make this a 5-star review if you give us the fucking love story we've wanted this whole time. Shrek, Smash Mouth owes everything to this Scottish green boy. I gave Dunkirk 0.5 star, many sounds. yeah, I think one of my favorites, Saltburn. But you haven't seen it yet, have you?
Nope.
So I can't tell you my review.
You can't.
There's no spoilers, but it's still. And then I love making my little, what am I going to watch? And like the fact that like my watch list, it just really like goes through who I am as a person. Because on there we have Good Will Hunting, which I can't remember if I've ever seen. And it's also right next to The Irish Wish, which I also need to see.
Oh, I thought you watched it.
No,
on
unfortunately,
St. Patrick's Day.
Unfortunately, my culture was not supported in the way that it should have been at my home. We did not have corned beef and hash, nor did we watch The Irish Wish or Luck of the Irish. And now that you brought it up, I don't
honestly,
know how
when you said
me.
Irish Wish, I was thinking Luck of the Irish. So I take back what I just said.
Well, Mott has never seen Luck of the Irish. And I was like, first of all,
I've
it's
even
a
seen
sports
it.
Movie. So like, and he goes, it's a sports movie?
That boy, I had such a crush on him.
Oh my God. Who didn't?
I know.
He was such a chameleon. He could shapeshift
and
into any
role.
And
he can dance.
Yeah, he can move.
Mm-hmm.
And he had little frosted tips.
Yep.
And then you've got... The Zone of Interest right next to The Craft. And you've got...
The Craft is a perfect movie.
I know. And I have never seen it. I know.
We have to do it for But Am I Watching.
Okay.
We 100% have to do it. Okay. Maybe we wait till... No, we don't wait.
Spooky season? We can wait till spooky season.
We can wait. We can wait. That was like the first rated R movie I ever watched.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's
and
funny.
I shouldn't have been watching. I was only watching it because I was at a friend's house. My parents wouldn't have let me watch it.
That's how it goes. And then, of course, The Craft is next to Princess and the Frog, which I've also never seen. I love the hearing. I've never heard the original songs, but I love when I hear other people cover the songs on TikTok, and I'll be like, "That's beautiful. What is that?" And then it's from that.
My issue is that up until this year, I believe Disney hasn't had like a movie with a black lead that didn't change into an animal or some being for the majority of the film.
And I didn't think know that until recently.
The movie that just came out with Ariana DeBose, Wish, well, I guess it came out last year, is like the first one, I believe.
I thought that she kissed a frog and then turned into a prince. She had to be the frog?
Yeah, she's a frog for a lot of the movie.
When I watch a princess movie, I want to see a princess. Mm-hmm. I want to see gowns. I want to see hair. I want to see tiaras. I want to see little slip.
Now we do see it, but like it's not for that long.
Oh no, now I don't even want to see it. Like, I don't. What?
That's why I'm like trepidatious, because they keep talking about the live action and they've now made, you know, she has a Disney World, I believe she has a, I think at both Disney World and Disneyland, she has a restaurant.
Yeah.
But they've now made like a ride as well with a like full animatronic.
I think
of
they
her.
Took over, they rebranded the.
Something.
I think it's like, I think there was a fox in that or a bear, the bramble, something. It was an animal ride.
Yeah. And now like people are like the live action is coming. And I'm like, the only way I want the live action is if she's not.
Why the fuck would I want to watch a live action movie about a frog?
Right. I mean, people didn't want to see the live action one about lions.
I forget that came out all the time. I could tell you who's in it. Couldn't tell you anything about it. Besides the fact, couldn't tell you someone who, couldn't tell you anyone who's seen it. Couldn't tell you how it did in the box office. Couldn't tell you like, couldn't even see a scene in my head. I could hear one of the songs in my head a little bit, but I can only tell you really who's in it.
Okay.
And it's just everybody.
Yeah.
It's the most stacked all cast ever.
All the hits, but none of the hits.
No, like, I can't believe that she's just a frog. Yeah. I was fine with the man being a frog. I thought, I was like, oh, cool. That's like a Shrek vibe.
Nope.
Ugh. Well, fuck that. And I don't like that.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yamen Spa Styler Hair Tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer. And this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. Like, what? What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gone into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools. Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed, and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child, and it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager is just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand and it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all of those things, it's a time-consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not going to get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their U.S. brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, MediLift, Mineral Air, and Yamen Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamenusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamanusa.com. That's yamenusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME. Oh, I almost forgot about the fox thing, and now it's back in my head. God, thank God I have ADHD. It's going to go. Since you brought it up, that's what I've been thinking. I obviously watched Inventiana, and so then I like did a deep dive on her and like everything.
You watched what?
Inventiana.
Oh.
And I did the whole deep dive on everything with her. Mm-hmm. And her recent interviews are so fucking fantastic and amazing. Like the fact
I watched
that
all the documentaries after I watched the show. Also, one thing that I wish that Shondaland would have done, and it would have been so meta, was the reason she was able to turn looks in court was because they had signed the deal for the show before she went to court.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been really good. I loved looking at all the side-by-side like images of like the recreation of the looks and like the actual looks.
Uh-huh.
So I was watching like regular like interviews with her. She did like Anna did like Australian like TV. She did, I think she even did like a Chris Cuomo one, which
I watched everyone I could find. I watched it.
If you didn't walk away from that, like, I just think like Anna Delvey is the people's princess because the way that she would get on there and be like, so do you feel bad? And she goes, so did you apologize to the people? She goes, no people, banks. You want me to apologize to these banks who loaned me money when they didn't have to, and they did all these things that they, with their own, they were able to vet. They did their own thing, and they loaned me money. And you're saying that I should apologize to the banks when the banks have defrauded so many people and put them mm-hmm. in these predatory like what? I should apologize to the banks for loaning me money?
My thoughts are, and I wholeheartedly stand by this, and I'm glad that we're finally having this conversation.
I'm sorry it took so long.
Years later, when I tried to tell you about the brilliance of this show, I believe that if she was given more time, if she hadn't got caught, she would have achieved what she wanted to achieve and could have paid back everybody. I truly believe that she would have done it because this is what people do anyway. It's just that she was going about it in a way of not having, like, lying. But people are lying all the time to get money.
Yeah.
And I just think she needed more time.
I agree, because the thing that I brought up to Mats, that, like, it was very interesting watching it with, like, a straight man, because, like, the ways that I can like pick up on like why people are giving her what they are giving or not giving her what they're giving. I'm like, I can, you know why she's doing what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I was like, if she had wanted to just live this lavish life, why is she not dating? Why does she not have a boyfriend? Why does she not have someone to just sign the checks? Why is she not like desperate for money? And why is she not finding some men who, cause like the amount of people who are like, oh, my lease is up. I've got no money. Let me like, you know, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like that's very normal. That's a very common thing. And rich men are, it's not necessarily always safe, but like there's a lot of people with money who are very comfortable, you know, having that exchange in, mm-hmm. for relationships. And she didn't do that whatsoever. Like she was like, she so believed her own shit. And the thing that like, I did think that same thing, but then I was reading about how the, what was her name? It's the vice president on Scandal, Sally, what's her name? Mm-hmm. That actress. That character is not like a real person in like the story. Right. It was like an amalgamation of people because I was like, I think she needed like that. Like if she had that person, I don't even think the rest of the story would have ended the way it did. Like I think mm-hmm. if she had that, like, but the pulling the strings and doing all of those things and like faking it till you make it is so reliant on who you know, how you know them and all of that, that like she needed a generous, rich benefactor to come on and do this.
Yeah.
And I think she would have been able to, but I just don't, without knowing that that person didn't really exist.
You know what my favorite part of the show was? Was when she met Billy McFarlane, the Firefest dude, and he tells her his plan and she goes, that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard, or something like that. I forgot mm-hmm. what she said.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It was so good.
I also, Shonda, my hat's off to you constantly, but the casting of Billy McFarlane, I had to pause and I go, is that Billy McFarlane? Yeah. I was like, man, it looks striking resemblance. And you know that actor. It was like, finally, my time has come. That's like if someone says, we need someone to look like Rosamund Pike. And I'm like, step aside. Like this man, as soon as Billy McFarlane came out with all the Firefest shit, there's not a day he probably goes by without someone going, you know who you look like? And he goes, I do. Unfortunately, I know exactly what mm-hmm. I'm like. But I was like, that was a good call. I thought all of the casting was like really spot on when they did like the like who they were and like who was playing them. And I take back everything I said about not liking necessarily Quinn as Rachel. We got to the end and I went, oh, I know why. This makes total... Because I was like, Quinn's got like acting chops. Like Quinn is like, there's not a fucking role that she plays that I like. Like I am innately distrustful mm-hmm. of her. And so I was like, bad casting. I'm innately distrustful of her. And then I went, oh... That was the fucking point. Like it was, and then the original Rachel is suing Netflix and Anna Delvey for her depiction. The fact that she let her lawyer send this statement being like, my client Rachel was described and portrayed in the show as a baddie. And she is not a baddie. She is a good, wonderful person. And I'm like, oh my God.
You should take that as a compliment.
No. And I'm like, do you not know what baddie means? Like Rachel, I know you know what baddie means. You let your lawyer submit this? Shonda gets on the stand and goes,
The thing that she's actually mad about is that she wrote a book and then that isn't what was bought.
Well, no, it was.
Oh, no, that is what was bought. Take that back.
But it's That's not correct. This project.
It's not Her this book project. Was bought yes.
by, I think, HBO, who bought it through, and Lena Dunham, but it doesn't look like it's gonna get made anymore.
Kind of like when what's the blood woman name?
Theranos.
Yeah, that woman when the other version that was on Apple.
Yeah.
With,
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. Yes. And then they were like, the other one too good. We're not doing this.
Like I also know the because I researched this as soon as it came out because I said, let me hop on this. I would love to make this. Was Caroline Calloway. And like the mm-hmm. way that all of her shit, her book was pre-optioned, I'm pretty sure, but her mm-hmm. original article was pre-optioned, but the person who broke the article, her friend, I think it's Natalie, hers was optioned. Like every aspect of it's been optioned. And it's like, well, who's going to get to it first?
Yep.
And like, you can option every aspect an avenue of it. Mm-hmm. But she already, also, she still gets paid.
Yes.
That's the part that I find like so annoying, because like it kind of, and maybe I'm wrong, but like it does kind of seem like the way that she's depicting it is that like she's upset because like they stole her her story and like she worked so hard and all that. I'm like, you sold your, like, I don't even know, she might have even sold her life rights. I know Anna Delvey did, but I'm like, you might have sold, like, you sold your pieces in your works and therefore you can't sell it again. And they own it for like probably forever, because I don't know that you do this that often, that you gave them a timeline.
And also the thing is that Anna's story could have existed without her.
Yeah.
Her story cannot exist without Anna.
And I loved the subtle shade that they threw in the movie about her article, where they were like, oh, there's nothing to worry about. Like, mm-hmm. this is just like, yikes. And like, I without a doubt felt bad for her. But the whole thing that like when Mats and I were pausing it, he was like, he's like, my heart is racing. Like, this is so fucking stressful. Is specifically like,
well, he deals with money at yeah. companies, so yeah.
I could never put myself in that position. And you have to come from such a privileged spot to be, like, I don't even think it's like, oh, she's a, it, like, she's just a mooch. I'm like, you have to have an innate sense of privilege to feel comfortable mooching in this sense that, like, you feel entitled to things because you've been entitled to things always. This mm-hmm. is not a new fucking thing. Because I will never in my life go to a meal, go to anything where I know that if something happened, I wouldn't be able to pay for it. Like a trip, whatever it is. Like, I would never, ever, ever, ever. And so like her whole thing of being like, how horrible and bad is this? But I'm like, yeah, totally horrible and bad. But you, again, you didn't have to put your card down. And like, do I think you had another option? What I would have done, and this is what I told Mats, was like, I would have called, like, I don't, if she has, my assumption is she has a family that has money. So I would have like called, and part of the reason I think she, if she did and she didn't call, it's because like people, they're like, I can't, my parents would be like so mad at me. And I'm like, they wouldn't be more mad that you're stranded in a fucking foreign country with like armed guards. Like, okay, it's all about images. Yeah. And I'm like, that's rich people shit. It's all about the image. And there's a reason why Neff isn't on these trips, because Neff is like, I'm not about to go somewhere where mm-hmm. I have to rely on other people to foot the fucking bill. Like, yep. that's not a safe position to put yourself in. And Neff yep. knows that. And that's why Neff got paid back. But like,
yep.
if you're comfortable just going along for the ride, there's a reason why. There's a reason why you felt comfortable and you trust that and you rely on that. You have an implicit trust of these incredibly rich, wealthy people, which I'm like, you only have that if you have a familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting so like heated and worked up about it, but I love who they cast to play her lawyer. I thought he was so good. I love, oh my God, Julia Garner in it. I like just thought she was so good. And apparently she did this interview where they had like asked her like what she like had known about this prior. And she was like, my then boyfriend, her husband now, she's like, woke me up from like a napper in the middle of the night or something, being like, you have to read this article. Like, this is like fucking crazy. And then she read it and she was like, that's so cool. And he was like, do you think you could ever play her? And she was like, oh my God, like, first of all, that would be a dream. And she goes, I don't know if I could ever get that down, but like, I look nothing like her. So even if they made something from this, like, I don't look anything like her. And then it came to her and they were like, we're going to change your teeth. We're going to like get you the voice. And she was like, once she got the voice and they changed her teeth and she got the wig, everyone was like, oh my God, you are her. And she was like, I don't think I look like her, but they saw something in me that they're like, she can do it. And she was like, mm-hmm. this is like a dream role. And I was like, oh, that's so like, and I also like, just imagine like being her husband being like, I knew it.
I saw it.
Where's my manager cut? Like, I saw you in this, but she was just fan fucking tastic. And I asked Kyle if he watched it and he was like, I can't do the accent. And I was like, are you kidding me? And he was like, I just can't. Like, I just can't.
I had it when it was on, but I haven't heard it in so long.
Oh, Mats literally will call me when I'm like, I was driving to my hair appointment. He calls me and he goes, say this. And he will just have me say random things in the Anna Delvey accent. There are certain words that he said that I was like, first of all, Anna Delvey would never say, she doesn't know what that word is. She would never say it like that. But I thought it was so good, so wonderfully casted, so perfect. And I'm so sorry that it took me so long to watch it.
Well, well, well. I'm glad that you're finally here. Now I feel like I need to watch it again.
I was about to say, think of though, what have I told you that you need to watch? And have you watched any of them?
I don't believe I have.
The silence is deafening.
I do not believe I have.
Only Murders in the Building. That's the one I really need you to watch. I think it's episode 7 or something. Just from like a like creative sense POV, I think. I think it's one of like the most unique like choices I've seen on television.
The next season, the cast is it's already a stacked cast, but
who'd they add?
I keep seeing in announcements. Eva Longoria.
Oh yeah. I think you told me this.
But since we even had that discussion, they've added more people. Has Jane Lynch always been in it?
Yeah. You know what you'll love about that? You know who Jane Lynch plays?
Who?
Steve Martin's body double.
Oh my God.
It's so funny.
Has Meryl Streep always been in it?
Yep. Well, not always, but since last season.
I saw something that was announcing everybody that was coming for season 4. Kumail Nanjiani?
No.
Eugene, huh?
I'm trying to think in my head if.
No, I'm reading now.
I don't think they're on it yet.
Eugene Levy, Eva Longoria, Molly Shannon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Molly Shannon and Tina Fey in the same. Mm-hmm. That's going to be another Jane Lynch, Steve Martin moment. Oh, that's fine. Okay, cool. I'm excited. It's really good. It's also like, it's luxe in the sense that like they live in like these gorgeous apartments that none of them could really, like the penthouse New York gorgeousness. They're not, even Mabel, who's like, quote unquote, broke.
Who's Mabel? Selena Gomez.
But Paul Rudd's in season 2. 3, sorry.
Yuck. He signed the...
Have you seen his recent photos?
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone took a reverse IV fluid. He's been drained.
You know who I saw it first on?
Yeah, I do.
Culture.
I do, exactly. Me too.
You know what I don't like? Which I understand why they did it for protection. But you can't reverse image search people anymore on Google.
Unfortunately, I also did learn that recently. And it's fucking frustrating because I'm trying to sell something on Facebook Marketplace. And I'm like, some of you people don't seem real.
Yep.
There's this one image where I'm like, this is not you. And I don't know who this is, but like, this is not you. Can't find it. But it's culture, LA, so maybe it is them.
Culture person. She posted a pic of her on the red carpet. I was like, ooh, I got her. Now I can find out what she actually does.
I've tried.
Can't do it.
I've tried.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's hard, but it is.
She's good at what she does, yeah, which she makes me believe that she's a PR person because she knows how to stay hidden.
I have no doubt
in
my mind.
Yeah.
Because that personality would be wasted.
Mm-hmm.
It's an innate skill. It's a talent that you cannot teach.
Right.
You either have it or you don't.
One day we'll run into her somewhere.
Yeah. Get those credentials. We got to zoom in on them.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been a great episode.
Hell yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.